views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Ladies and gentlemen, the Countess!
Hello, and welcome to Fantasyland.
Fantasyland? What next, Countess? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Psychic World. Just let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do this evening, yeah? First and foremost, this show is all about you. It's about your hopes and dreams, your aims and ambitions, your loves, your career, and everything that you're actually aiming for in life. You ring in this evening and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. We want to help you achieve all that's possible. We'll use our psychic gifts. And Countess, before we go any further, would you tell everybody how people can get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella?
Yes, of course. You may find me, your fairy godmother and sage, at countessstarella.com or the amazing world of oranum.com.
Oranum.com. Yes, I work on oranum.com. You can find me there as Psychic John G, or just look up John G. Sutton. Many people have been asking me about my books, Countess. You've seen one of my books, Psychic Pets. I've got a new book out there, a compilation book. It's called Paranormal Pets. Super. It's a compilation of two books. How can they resist it, Countess?
Impossible to resist. The inimitable John G. Sutton.
That's it. The inimitable. That means I cannot be imitated. But plenty of people seem to do that, you know. And it's not very complimentary, let me tell you. As I have found out yesterday, people posting up horrible pictures of me all doctored up. Anyway, that's not me, really. You can look me up on Amazon.com. Amazon. It's John G. Sutton. And my latest book out there is called Paranormal Pets. This week, we've got a very special subject. We're talking about inspirational music. And one of my favourite composers, of course, is Mozart. You're a big fan of Mozart, aren't you, Countess?
Absolutely.
Do you know that he died at the age of 35?
It really is heartbreaking. Some of these truly remarkable geniuses off the planet so young. George Gershwin, too, very young.
Really? I didn't know that George Gershwin died. American in Paris and
yep.
Rhapsody in Blue and... Yeah, fancy that. But definitely, I'm talking about genius, about the ability to create something absolutely unique. You see, the thing is, with Mozart was composing at the age of five. Now, at the age of five, I can't really properly remember, but I was probably struggling to do my shoelaces. I don't know about you, Countess.
Huh, I was way ahead of you, darling. I was reading the Wall Street Journal and Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz.
At the age of five. Well, why not, Countess? You're obviously up there with Mozart. So if you'll, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to hear the Symphony in D Major by Countess Starella. Off you go. You've not done it yet. Goodness me, you've only had 40 years.
That's right. I need to get moving here.
Hey, he left you behind. By the time he got to your age, Mozart had been gone 10 years. He was a daffodil by the time he was your age.
Wow! 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 Wow!
But no, obviously there was something very, very special about Mozart. His father was a musician, a very good, competent musician. But by the time he was seven, Mozart was actually teaching his father, and they had to get a specialist teacher in to help him because he'd extended so far, he'd gone beyond his father's capabilities. Now, that to me is absolute genius. And the philosopher Immanuel Kant defined genius as a talent for producing something for which no determinate rule can be given. There is not a predisposition consisting of a skill or something that can be learned following some rule or other. So what Mozart did and what many geniuses do is to step completely outside the book of rules and create something unique. And Schopenhauer, another philosopher, said, talent, it's a target no one else can hit. Genius, it's a target no one else can see.
Oh, so, brilliant. So
genius is doing something absolutely unique. Yeah. And I'm a great believer in the power of creativity. The Lakeland poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who wasn't writing music but was writing poetry, although he was slightly into laudanum, which is a form of mind-altering drug, but he said that he received a poem come to him almost in complete form. And that poem is one of the most famous poems in the English language today, which is Kubla Khan. In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree.
One of the best.
Where Alf the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. Oh. So, the genius, you see. It's lived today. I mean, 300 or 400 years later, here we are reading the poetry of people who were inspired. We're listening to the music of Mozart. His operas are playing all over the world. And Mozart himself died in a pauper's grave at the age of 35, virtually penniless. But I absolutely do believe that these people are here to change humanity to illuminate us. And as we go through this evening, we will be doing some illuminating, will we not, Countess?
Yes, glowing like fireflies.
Fireflies. I've seen a picture of you with one of them feathers in your head. Goodness me, there's no wonder you're glowing, yeah? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go and see Countess Starella on the amazing Arenum.com. She's got a chat room there. She's got a webcam on. She's got feathers in her hair. What's that song that they had? She wears red feathers and a hooly hoo. Do you actually wear red feathers?
I dress up just as if Jay Leno were about to knock on the door at any moment. You will never catch me. There's not one pair of blue jeans in this abode.
No, I have seen your chat room. It's very entertaining and very enlightening because whilst it's there's a little bit of showbiz there, there is also the genuine article because, ladies and gentlemen, Countess Starella is one of the most recognised and respected clairvoyant psychics in the USA, and indeed throughout the world. Because you've toured throughout the world, haven't you, Countess?
Yes, I have been very fortunate to have gone around this globe about 50 times and met some of the most fascinating, lovely people and learned quite a bit from these travels. Everyone should travel if they have the chance.
Well, it expands the mind. I mean, it is amazing how different people are, but amazing how people are the same. They have the same hopes, yes, aspirations. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with me, my name is John G. Sutton, and you can contact me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. You can also phone in this evening. Please do. 1-800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. We've got a number of people who want to speak to us. If you'd like to speak to us about our specialist subject this evening, about inspirational music or poetry, then do please ring in. Or if you've got a personal problem you would like to have a look at, then we will be absolutely delighted to do so. We've got a number of callers on the line. Thank you very much. Is it possible for me to speak to Jamie? Hello?
Hey, Dan.
Hello, Jamie. welcome to the show. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. You've still got plenty of snow there?
Yes, plenty. You can have some if you'd like. I'm giving it away for free.
A snowman. Where did the snowman go? You'll be saying that another four weeks' time when the daffodils are out and the sun is shining. You'll be saying, well, did we really have a winter like that? Yeah, you have another one next year. Jamie, how can we help? Yeah. You want us to look a little bit at your life. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you are correct.
And things are definitely happening for you. Have you been thinking about a move, Jamie?
Yes, I have.
Because I see a different location. I also see questions concerning finances that are going to be resolved. And give me a second, Jamie, yeah? There's something to do. If we go back a little bit, did you have a cat?
Yeah, I did. I had a few different cats.
You've had a few different cats, yeah, but I can see a cat. It's not there now, you see, but it is there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
that you have a spirit cat that's with you all the time. And that when you move, you were going to get another cat. You'd already thought about doing this, hadn't you, Jamie?
Yeah, I definitely want to get another cat. I absolutely love cats.
Cats absolutely do love you. You got a photograph of this cat somewhere. You've been looking at it recently. Anyway, let me tell you this. This cat is still around you. You will get another cat, and you are going to move. There is a definite change of location around you. Jamie, listen, we're just coming up to a break now. Will you stay on the line, please, yeah? And we'll take through to the next stage with your questions. Will you stay on the line?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Jamie. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. With me this evening is the incredible Countess Starella, who is going to be having a word with our wonderful guest that's just called in, Jamie from New York. Countess.
Hello, Jamie, dear. Welcome to our show.
And hi.
What would you love to see? What's in your heart that you need to achieve so that you can feel happier about life at this moment?
Recently, I'm trying to overcome what's called agoraphobia.
How well I know that word, as I've had it for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I've had it actually 2 times in this lifetime. So I'm just kind of curious to, like, maybe what caused it or if I'm not doing something right, because it just seems like no matter what I try to do, I can't seem to get. I get, like, 1 foot out the door, and then I get pushed back in, it seems like.
May I ask you how old you are, Jamie? Are you in your 20s?
Yes, I'm 27.
Huge numbers of brilliant people, brilliant performers, brilliant achievers have this particular malady. And to overcome it, one can take some very simple steps. And the first of them is you make yourself a promise today that you will not be so hard on yourself. You expect so much of yourself. You are absolutely perfect as you are. That is the first step. You promise you won't be too difficult on yourself. And you say to yourself that this condition sometimes is a result of the massive amounts of energy that are out there in the world. That sometimes when you're out there in the world, this energy can become overwhelming. So we just want to isolate ourselves and hide out. But I really believe this is the year that you get a handle on it, you're able to see it, and actually achieve a sense of humor about it, which is another step to overcoming it. It can be dealt with, and you're such a gentle soul, you're very sensitive to what's going on around you. So no, yeah. You haven't done anything that is not absolutely right. You are perfect as you are. All this life is such a journey, and sometimes we don't have a guide to help us see the easiest path or the simplest path. I would prioritize. I would not overdo anything. Okay. Do the things that are most important in little pieces so that you don't feel this overwhelming sense of, oh my goodness, there's just so much. Are you at this time in a profession that you're happy with?
No, I'm not.
What's your goal? What would you most love to do?
Well, I definitely would love to get out there and help others overcome this condition as well. And kind of, you know, like do public speaking on it and, you know, just do anything I can to kind of help other people who maybe don't have the hope or, you know, the support that you need to kind of pull yourself through. So I would definitely love to help others that have been in my situation.
Jamie, this is a brilliant goal, and it's part of your destiny. Remember just a moment ago I said, but they had no one to guide them through. This is something that will come to you. You will have this opportunity to help people. I'm so happy. It's wonderful. That's your outlet. That outlet for self-expression.
Jamie, can I just have a quick word with you here?
Of course.
Yeah, Jamie, there is a facility that you can take a series of courses on what's known as counseling.
Okay.
Now, if you were to get yourself a counselling certificate, I believe that they run them in colleges. They certainly do in the United Kingdom. They will in the USA as well. Then you could actually go out there and counsel people with your syndrome and guide them back. Have you thought about this?
Yeah, I have thought about that. I think I would have to go through some schooling as well, which is fine. I'm totally open to that. So, but yeah, I definitely have thought about that, and I would love to pursue that as well. So.
Well, that is an official way forward for you, and once you've actually done that, then doors will open. Jamie, you're going to know this is the year that you turn the corner. This is the year that you start to take action. When you've moved location and you've got yourself a new cat, cats can look after themselves pretty well, so you'll have plenty of time to go to college. And I do feel that you will make a big breakthrough. Jamie, there's going to be the funds to do this as well, so don't feel that you're not going to be able to do it, yeah? But also, Jamie, you've got to almost hypnotize yourself into believing that you can do it. Because you get up in the morning and you think, well, I just can't do this. But believe me, as the Countess has said, you certainly can. Look in the mirror and say, I am going to succeed. Jamie, you will. You'll ring us in 6 months, say you've moved, you're on a course, and you're winning. Jamie, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you both very, very much. Have a lovely day or night.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed your call, Jamie. Thank you very much.
That was wonderful.
Jamie from New York City, which is snowed in at the moment. They should be building the world's biggest snowman. Is it possible to speak? Well, why not? Hey, the Empire State Snowman? Can we speak, please, to Dawn from Long Island? Yeah, is it possible to speak to Dawn?
Hey, John, it's Dawn. How are you?
Hello, Dawn. Yeah, Dawn, you've phoned into the show before. Tell me I'm right, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Dawn. And I know that you're very concerned about a man in your life who hasn't been responding as he possibly should. That is correct, isn't it?
I broke down today and called him and asked to see him.
You made a telephone call to this man, yes?
I couldn't wait any longer.
And he's an ex-forces, ex-uniform, this man. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I take it that he was nice and kind and polite and gentle to you?
Yeah, I asked him to see him and didn't know why he wasn't calling for a month. I thought maybe he was mad at me for the argument we had, but unfortunately, the only reason why he didn't call was because he was too busy at work. I don't know whether to be happy about that or that, you know, here I am thinking he was mad at me, and he wasn't. He was just so busy at work, and it kind
that's
of
right.
Me
I mean, the thing is, but prior to this, if we go back a few weeks, there has been a little bit of misunderstanding, I feel, between you and this gentleman, so that you last spoke on a very, almost a very upsetting, upsetting manner. Tell me I'm right.
We have not spoken since, so I finally broke down today and called him. It's been over a month.
And you got a positive response. Dawn, there's going to be more positive responses. What I feel with this man is he's going through a number of issues in his life, yeah? I don't feel that he's in uniform anymore. I feel that he's found a new pathway in life. Mm-hmm. But he's also looking to start again. And I feel that... is he estranged from his current wife that you know of?
He's getting divorced.
Well, that amounts to the same thing. You see, when a gentleman's going through something like that, that is what's on their mind. Plus, he's got to work. He's got a lot of difficult issues to deal with. Is the lady that will soon be his ex will be creating a lot of trouble for him, although you might not see it, and he has got to put this right. Would you have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess Starella? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hello,
sure.
Hello, beautiful Dawn. Here is something I want you to remember. When you are uncertain about what the other person thinks, always, always assume only the best. Oh, he thinks of me, he misses me, and at some point he will reach out here. Never assume that he is UN H-A-P-P-Y about anything. Just have a lighthearted, loving attitude, and it will help you to weather the time differentials. That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. Waiting out the time zones.
Right. You know, I have spoken to John on the random, and he tells me this man loves me, but yet he doesn't take a minute to call in over a month. That's hurtful.
Yeah, that is
not even a text.
Yeah, a bit on the inconsiderate side, unfortunately.
That's hurtful, and then there's no reason for that. After 2 years now with this person, that's not right.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I know he has problems, but I do too. I'm going through a divorce just as well.
Yes. So let us hope. Let us hope he develops a bit more understanding about what you need to stay connected to him.
The problem that you've got here is that you're dealing with a man, yes? It's just one of those things that men are, by nature, less considerate than ladies, and they don't realize that the pressure that by not calling that they're placing the you under. Do you realize that, Dawn?
Right, but he can find the time to be with me when he wants to, though.
Yeah, and I know that you're judging him by your standards, and it just isn't going to happen that. What you've got to do is say, well, I accept this. Time will resolve it. I know that it is taking a little bit longer than you'd envisualized, but this man still has love and desire in his heart for you. Dawn, continue along the path here. He will be in your arms very shortly. He said that he's going to come around and see you, didn't he?
I asked him to see me, and I met him.
Yes, and you will. Dawn, I'll say some prayers for you. I'll send out power. Thank you very much for calling into the show this evening. We're going to take a short break now. Thank you very much, Dawn. And we'll be back very shortly. Thank you.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess Starella, Arenum.com. How do people find you?
Yes, absolutely. Arenum.com will be the fastest way to find me, or CountessStarella.com.
On the internet, yeah, or you can find me, John G. Sutton. All you've got to do is type that into Google. There'll be about 500,000 references, some of them from the police, but you can ignore them.
You're a scream. You're a blooming scream.
Yeah, that's what they said in San Quentin. We've got to do a song, haven't we? Yeah, we've got to do a song, Countess. Yeah,
and this one would be.
Are you up for a song? Yeah,
certainly. This would be very appropriate.
All right, let's go for it. Are you ready? The hell's that? Are you ready?
That's your intro.
Is it? Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, here we go. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my gal and I ain't together, keeps snowing all the time.
Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. I just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, oh, rocking chair will get me.
All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more.
Can't go on.
Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my gal and I ain't together, it keeps snowing all the time. It keeps snowing all the time, folks, but it's gonna sunshine tomorrow. Is another day. Brilliant, Countess. We did wonderful there. Well, you did. I think there's a search warrant out for me, folks, but I don't look like that. It's definitely not me, that. We've got another caller on the line. Can I please speak, to Shelley?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Shelley.
Hello, John and Starella. How are you this evening?
Wonderful.
I'm very well. Would you like to have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess?
Okay.
How can we make your world better, Shelley? What's happening there?
Well, I am separated from my husband, and we are currently going through a divorce, and I'm really kind of hoping that we can reconcile.
There's only one problem. He's a man. No, I'm just teasing you. I just wanted to make you laugh.
You did.
What is?
And by the way, you have a wonderful singing voice.
Thank you. What is his first? Is it okay for you to tell me his first name, Shelley?
Yes. His name is Jeff.
That's very interesting. I have three Jeffs giving women a hard time here. All right. The first part of this is, naturally, when one has a goal of reconciliation, one must be very, very optimistic in the face of all odds. The man still loves you. He's confused. He's distracted. How much patience do you have? Can you wait it out? Have you told him that you would go to great lengths to discuss this and try to find a solution?
Yes, I have.
Is his response a little bit less than cordial?
His response is more of a confused, I don't know.
How long have you two been together? More than 5 years?
Yes. We have been together for 13 years and married 9.
I would not give up hope. Frequently, couples separate, find themselves, and then find their way back. I have a strong spiritual psychic feeling that this can be resolved as long as you don't put too much pressure on him as far as the timing. If you can allow him to do soul searching, I believe he will find his way back to you. John, what do you think?
I'm absolutely certain that the big problem that this man has got is that he's made a mistake and he doesn't want to admit it. Does that make some sense, Jamie?
Well, my name's Shelley, but yes.
That's one of the big problems. You are still seeing this man, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and I don't want to be too personal here, but you are seeing him in a physical sense. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That you are still physically connected to this man, and romantically connected, and he is absolutely intent that this will continue. I feel that he's taken a step in the wrong direction, does not want to admit it, feels very shamefaced about that. But I also feel that there is a slight health problem with him. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
He will overcome that health problem. Is he taking medical advice at the moment?
Yes, he is.
Because I do feel that he has been seen by specialists. Do you don't know if he's got to... I feel there's some minor operation or an operation to become with this man. Does that make sense? Do you understand this?
No, he hasn't had an operation, but he had one in the past.
Right. There's something to do with his operation. Yeah? That he feels that it's not right. There's some complications around that. His health issues are a big factor. The fact that he's made a mistake, he's taken the wrong direction. He's a man, doesn't want to admit it. Don't push him. Leave him to it. He will make the moves. He will find his way back. He does come to see you. There is still a physical relationship that you are enjoying. I realize that it's taking a long time here, but what he needs to do is to be the instigator in this, and you've got to say, well, I'm pleased to just take a slight subservient role here and allow him to save his face. Because if he can do that, then you can rebuild this relationship and it will last indefinitely into infinity and beyond, as Buzz Lightyear said. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel that you can do this? Because there's been a lot of tears here. I know that you are not sleeping at night. Tell me I'm right.
Yeah, I'm having difficulty, yes.
Right, well, you've just got to please, the right way to do this is to meditate and visualize yourself walking down a beach with this man, because there will be holidays ahead. Did you in the past go to Florida with this man?
No, I haven't.
Because I see a beach, it looks like Florida, it looks like a beautiful place, it looks to me, I have been to Florida, it looks like that. Maybe they all look the same, these beaches. I haven't been to too many. But you are going on holiday with this man ahead. And I feel that it will be this year. And that will be the catalyst that brings him back firmly and permanently into your life. He needs to do that. And he needs to make some progress. At the moment, he feels as if he's lost his way. But you can give him that. You believe in him absolutely, don't you?
Yes, I do.
But the question that you've got, Jamie, is do you believe in yourself? And at times you don't. So if you can just do that each morning when you get up, just say to yourself, it's another day and I'm going to enjoy this, and you will succeed. You're working, aren't you, Jamie?
No, currently I am not. And my name is Shelley.
I beg your pardon?
I said, no, I'm currently not working, and my name is Shelley, John.
Your name is Shelley. All right,
John,
okay.
Lay off the booze, John. Lay off the,
yeah, all right.
Lay off the booze, John.
Yeah, sorry, Shelley. Yeah, right, okay. Shelley. What I feel is you're gonna find yourself a job, and there is going to be work here, yeah, and that will completely take your mind off this, yeah.
Okay.
And that you will enable yourself, it give you stronger, and it will bring in the finances. I feel there's a holiday this year. This man is coming back. That there isn't any doubt about that. He keeps prevaricating. He keeps coming there. He keeps going back. But he'll come there and he'll say, that's it, I'm staying. And you just allow him to rebuild his life with you, because that will happen. Countess, you got a final word here?
Hang in there, Shelley. We're saying a prayer for your success, darling. We love you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Darella. And you and John have a wonderful evening or morning compared to where you are.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, that was a very nice idea. Well, I finally got the name right.
John, you're so cute.
Well, I mean, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here.
That's right. It's a blooming miracle you're awake.
Yeah, I don't know if I am awake. Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is Countess Starella. You can contact me at psychicworld.net or through aranum.com, as you can the incredible Countess. Before we go any further, we were talking earlier about inspiration, and I was recently in the Lake District in the area where William Wordsworth lived at Dove Cottage, and he wrote Daffodils, if you remember, ladies and gentlemen. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vale and hill. And I thought to myself, well, if he can do it, so can I. So here we go. This is my attempt to write a poem about daffodils. It's called Yesterday's Daffodil by John G. Sutton. The early April English rain kissed the daffodils again. As newly blooming, fresh and bright, they danced in gentle breeze so light, and golden, glimmering, shimmering fair, by the lakes, the waters, the walls, and there, in old graveyards full of the silent, the still, sleeping like yesterday's daffodil. Life's springtime, we run fast and free, careless, glowing, unaware are we, full of adventure, the daring youth thrill, we dance just like the daffodil. Then after April, when May follows, June and soon the summer swallows, above the woodlands high, chasing their dreams up to the sky, deep in the valleys far below, the daffodils no longer show their sun-bright heads to the August day of heat and morning mists, for they await the coming winter snow. And then the spring, one April morn, kissed by the dews of an English dawn, the sprightly buds form a golden sea. The daffodils are there, but where are we?
Aww.
Yesterday's daffodil. We've got a caller on the line. Could I please speak to John?
Hello, this is John.
John, the first thing that strikes me as I hear your voice is that you're a creative soul. Tell me I'm right.
Yes. I don't do much creative stuff since teenager years, but...
But you were, and you've got it within you, you know?
Yes.
There's a certain talent there. This evening is about inspirational talent and genius, and within you there is a hidden talent that you've locked away. And believe me, if you don't use it, it will wither, but you are going to use it, John. There is also romance ahead. Give me a second here, yeah?
No.
Okay. Right, give me a second, yeah. Have you had any links at all to Los Angeles, John?
Well, I used to live down in Orange County, so I would go to concerts, and my dad used to be an actor, so I'd spend lots of my childhood down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you're really a writer, John. Do you know that?
No.
You can write. You are creative. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You have got that seed within you. I know that you have. And you're also... you are going to do this, but there are certain questions that you've got at the moment. Yeah, okay, give me a second here. Do you know a place called Santa Monica?
Yes.
You've been there recently?
Probably not since I was, probably since my early 20s.
All right, I feel there's going to be a trip down Sunset Boulevard to a place called Santa Monica. That's about the right direction, isn't it?
Yes.
John, you will go there, but you're not on your own when you go. You've got some. You've got a very specific question that you want to ask. Would you like to ask me?
Well, lately I've just been so unhappy where I'm at, and sad that my mother's not doing so well, and... know that she loves the beach, and I just want to be back there, but I don't know if I have enough time to get us back there or if it's ever going to happen again.
Well, it will, John. As I say, I see Santa Monica. That's the area where there is a beautiful beach, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a beautiful beach at Santa Monica. I've been on there. You will be able to help your mother. I'll send some healing for your mother. I'll send her some healing prayers when we finish this, John. Would you like to tell me your mother's name? But also, do you know the name of Mary or Marie around your mother?
I know she has some cousins. I don't know what the name doesn't sound familiar, but... Oh, my sister's middle name is Marie.
Your sister's middle name is Marie. I hear this around your mother, yeah? But is Marie coming to help your mother, your sister?
She's up further north, and she she hasn't really been much of a help since she moved out when we were down in Orange County.
All right. Well, I feel there's got to be a visit from Marie, yeah? And your mother does call her Marie at some times, yeah? Or perhaps, yeah. But I do feel that. And also around your mother, I see something to do with a bird. Hmm. Do you know if when she was young she had a pet bird?
She might have. I don't know. I know she had a pet cat, but she may have had a bird as well.
All right, because I feel that there is a pet bird that's with your mother, yeah? And your mother is just a little bit forgetful at the moment, but she'll be all right and you will get her to the beach. I know that you will, John. Just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess.
John, hello, you Countess. Have such a lovely, adorable, gentle spirit, and you just want to help and take care of people. And if you can feel as though you have power now to get these things to happen, they will happen. And we absolutely will send prayers and healing light your way. What is Mama's name?
Carolinda. Just Carolinda, all one word.
Oh, how beautiful. Yes, yes. There's always room for a healing energy to come to someone we love. So we will send that your way and keep believing that all things are possible, dear John.
I think the hardest part is believing anymore. I gave up believing a long time ago, and I think that's why I'm where I'm at now.
Well, tonight is the night. Your life changes quickly. It can happen in just one encounter with people who love and respect you. That would be us.
Oh, yes, I've been listening to the show, and I really love both of you. You really seem to, when people talk to you there, you can tell the change in their voices from sad to happy because they know what you're telling them is true, so...
Thank you, darling. What a kind thing to say. We appreciate that so much.
John, it is true, yeah, that we are trying to help. But the person that can help you most of all is yourself. And you're helping your mother. And you are guiding her to a certain extent. Physical health is something that sometimes needs to be changed by prayer. So do believe in prayer. Don't give up your faith, John. You are being protected. And also, as I'm speaking to you, I have an image of the Archangel Michael. Have there been people in your family that were of the Roman Catholic persuasion?
Yes, my dad was raised Catholic, but he went to religious science instead. But he came from that background, and I think his family that are still living are Catholics.
Because, believe me, the power of Saint Michael is going to be with you. So, if you still have that faith, or that faith is within your family, say your prayers. You're being guided. There is a force in the world beyond that's going to bring you peace, and you will understand. Believe that your mother is going to make it. Take her to the beach. Have a wonderful summer. This year is specially for you and your mum, John. You are a creative individual. You will succeed in this life. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. Do listen to our show again, and if you feel like giving us a ring and saying, here we are on the beach at Santa Monica, the sun is shining and my mum's got a nice ice cream, be delighted to hear from you.
Okay, thank you very much.
John. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming towards the end of the show. You can contact Countess Starella at arenum.com or indeed myself. You can contact me at psychicworld.net. My name is John G. Sutton. With us this evening has been the amazing Countess. Say goodnight, Countess.
Good night, dear ones, and have a restful sleep.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella.
One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.